AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A wintry mix from the West Coast to the Midwest is heading northeast. CBS's Jennifer Mayerly in Minneapolis says there is another storm behind it.
Some truckers are hunkering down until the storm passes. Those who aren't have a message for motorists.
Stay away from the big rig. My mom always told me before I even start driving these trucks, stay away from the trucks, you know, because they can't feel you. It's like a little bump in the road.
The storm is expected to be so intense it could shut down parts of the interstate, including California's Grapevine and Cajon Pass.
Due to the weather, almost 900,000 customers are without power in California, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, and western New York, according to PowerOutage.us. The National Transportation Safety Board says its preliminary report into the toxic train derailment in eastern Ohio finds there was an overheated axle and a warning that came too late. The report comes on the same day that a federal official stopped in East Palestine, CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg got his first look at the charred remains of tank cars. The secretary noted an odor still lingering in the air. The secretary promised accountability.
We're going to be here day in, day out, making our railroad safer and making sure Norfolk Southern meets its responsibilities.
A Los Angeles judge sentences Harvey Weinstein to 16 years in prison after being convicted of rape and sexual assault against a woman who gave an emotional account of the incident. The judge rejected a request from attorney Gloria Allred to allow others to make similar impact statements. Allred saying,
I think it's unfair, outrageous, and not to be accepted because the Constitution says that victims of crimes are worthy of respect and fairness and to be treated with dignity.
The United Nations marks the eve of the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine by voting overwhelmingly to demand Moscow withdraw. The BBC's Nada Tofik says there were 141 votes in favor of the resolution.
Only a handful of countries voted against it, including Belarus, North Korea, and Syria. India and South Africa, along with Russia's most powerful ally, China, were among those that abstained.
A new study suggests that trendy diets, which include intermittent fasting, may have a downside. CBS's Steve Futterman.
In intermittent fasting, a person eats all their meals in a 6 or 8 or 10 hour period, then doesn't eat the rest of the day. The new study says in some cases that could be harmful. It shows that fasting negatively affects immune response. Researchers found that in mice, skipping breakfast caused a drop as high as 90% in critical white blood cells.
This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called...
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
as goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
The Chris Hahn Show.
America, and welcome! This is the Chris Hahn Show. I'm your host, Chris Hahn. Who else would I be? It'd be weird if I wasn't Chris Hahn. The truth is on the air, and truthfully tonight, America, where do I begin? I gotta start with the Super Bowl, but I'm not gonna talk about the game. I'm sure by now you've heard enough about the game. Although I thought it was a great game. Anytime a Super Bowl is undecided with 2 minutes left, and let alone 2 minutes, like 5 seconds left, it's a great game. I thought that holding call at the end of the game was ill-advised. I don't know if it would have made a difference in the game or not. You know, I would have liked to have seen them try, though, right? And I think the refs at that point in the game need to let them play. They didn't. But the guy who defensive back admitted to holding the KC receiver, it didn't look like a hold to me. It didn't. It was minor, and at that point in the game for a Super Bowl, you're going to throw that flag. In the National Hockey League, that stuff doesn't happen. It doesn't even happen in regular season games. You're at the end of the game. The refs are not going to decide the game. They let you play. Although I was at an Islander game where they gave a penalty shot in overtime, but it was blatant. So that's not what I want to talk about, though. Great game, great time. I made chili. It came out excellent. It was my first attempt at it. A little spicy. And by the way, I ate it for 4 days straight. I had finished it off yesterday. So, you know, ate a lot of chili because I made a lot of chili. But I do want to talk about a specific commercial I saw in the Super Bowl. And it was a well-produced commercial. But it was a commercial for Jesus. And I don't think Jesus needs a commercial. Now, look, first of all, let me just start with the commercial. Well-produced, compelling, makes you think, all the things commercials are supposed to do. A lot of money to buy a commercial in the Super Bowl. A lot of money that could go to feed the hungry, heal the sick, house the homeless. All these things that Jesus preached, right? If you've been listening to me for the last, I guess I've been on this station for 10 years. Been on TV for 13 years. If you've been listening to me, you know I grew up in a very Christian home, even though I'm not particularly devout today. But my reading of the Bible always was that Jesus was a charitable person, right? He cared about the weak and the poor. That which you do unto the least of them, you do unto me. Today, it appears that Christianity is kind of stuck in this hole of this prosperity gospel, which I don't understand how those two things connect, because prosperity and the gospel to me doesn't make sense.
Because Jesus said it would be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the gates of heaven. That seems like an impossible thing to reconcile, I should say, with a prosperity gospel that says, oh, you're rich because you're a Christian and Jesus wants you to be rich and worship the rich and worship wealth. It seems the prosperity gospel is something that's very convenient because certain people got very rich and they also happen to be Christian. And they said, no, this is what God wants for me. And again, I'm not against rich people. I'm really not. But I am against the prosperity gospel. See, to me, Christianity is about the giving and forgiving Christ. But today's Christianity, I call them neo-Christians, neoconservative Christians. They're not what I remember as Christianity. Now, let's just take Jesus himself, if you believe the Bible. Jesus hung out with prostitutes, tax collectors, fishermen, people who weren't exactly the A-list crowd back in 0 BC or 1 BC or whenever this all started, 30 BC. He didn't hang out with kings and queens and hotel heiresses like the prosperity gospel preaches today. No, he hung around with the poor and the sick and the hungry and the naked and people who were once criminals, and he forgave them all. Today, and by the way, one of the things Jesus says was, judge not, lest ye yourself be judged. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Forgive. Love. I'm watching people like Ron DeSantis teeing off on the LGBTQ community, teeing off against an African American Studies AP course. We talked about it last week. And I just wonder, like, if Jesus was alive today, who would be his disciples? A couple years ago, I wrote a film that I never produced, but I wrote a little screenplay, a treatment for something that I called Jesus of Wisconsin. And Jesus was born to an auto mechanic, and he became an auto mechanic. Just like in the Bible, Jesus was born to a carpenter and became a carpenter. And I basically tell the story of the gospel as if it was today, and who would be persecuting him today, and who would he be hanging out with today? I'm pretty sure there'd be some LGBTQ disciples, because they are not readily accepted by some elites in this country, particularly conservative elites. There would be every possible race and gender involved. It wouldn't just be men. Because Jesus was hanging out with people who were considered outcasts at the time. And he made those outcasts leaders in his early movement because he was accepting and he didn't judge people. America, when I saw that commercial, I was intrigued. I thought it was interesting. I found out later on it was funded by the same people who funded the Hobby Lobby lawsuit, the Hobby Lobby family. I don't know their names, but I think they sued over birth control. They didn't want to include birth control in their healthcare plans to their Hobby Lobby employees. Okay. Ridiculous. And I think they fund some extremely conservative groups that are very anti-LGBTQ, and I don't know how that's Christian. I don't know how judging that is Christianity. I don't know how spending millions of dollars on a flashy television campaign is Christian. I mean, Jesus said in Matthew, when you pray, go into your closet and pray. Be careful not to make a show of your religion among men. What can be more showy about your religion than putting an ad up at the Super Bowl? I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything more showy in this day and age than putting a commercial in the Super Bowl. I don't think that if Jesus was alive today, he'd be he would be advertising at the big game. I just don't think he would be doing that. I think he'd be out in the parking lot talking to people, talking to the people who were working that day, maybe talking to the people who work in the concession stands, the people who you ignore on a daily basis. He'd be talking to the cleanup crew. He'd be healing the sick. Maybe he would have helped Mahomes recover from that high ankle sprain. I don't know, but he would not have been on a commercial. So that's my takeaway from the Super Bowl. I mean, I enjoyed it. I had a great time. I watched the game. I had a party. I had about 40 people at my house. Made a lot of chili. Ate a lot of chili. Broke my diet for a week because of the Super Bowl. Getting right back on it next week. But I just don't understand how, you know, modern day Christians go along with this nonsense. This prosperity gospel. I mean, this is the conservative movement doesn't want to give benefits to anyone. What would Jesus do if he saw a sick person? I'll tell you what he would do. He'd give him benefits. And if there was an efficient way to do it, like government, he'd do it that way. So, all right, stick around. Big show tonight. You're listening to the Chris Hahn.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina.
I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 9 above
overnight. Under cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow.
High temperatures reach up to 21.
Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for snow showers. Lows dip down to about 17. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
You're listening to the Aggressive Progressive, Chris Hahn.
All right, I'm back. Hey, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. And it is available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. Check me out on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. And I'm Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram and ChristopherHahn.com. Always on TV, so follow me there. And by the way, check me out on News Nation. If you don't have News Nation, if you do have it, if you don't know where it is, look for it. It is an alternative to these very biased news channels, and I know you're hearing it from me, and you know that I have an opinion. I have an opinion, and I go on to express an opinion on News of the Day, but there is no shouting matches on News Nation. And quite frankly, the hosts don't really have opinions. They're trying to play both sides. So some guests like me and contributors like me have opinions, but it's not, you know, an hour of opinion, right? There's a lot of news going on at News Nation. And don't confuse it with Newsmax. It's very different than Newsmax. It's actually excellent. And if you find it, you'll like it. So check your local listings. You know, check on your cable provider's website, News Nation. I'm 100% sure you have it. So check it out if you have cable. And if you don't have cable, download the News Nation app and watch me there when I'm on. So, you know, let's talk a little bit more about these stupid balloons that we keep finding flying around the sky here. Things are getting shot down left and right. I think John Tester, the senator from Montana, had a great line the other day. I think we need to figure out a way to shoot these things down without using a $400,000 missile if we're going to be shooting them all down. And there was a spate over the weekend of two or three or four of them being shot out of the sky. And they may have been benign objects. The State Department, the Defense Department and the intelligence community has said it appears that these new shot down balloons were probably just like weather balloons or some other benign use for these balloons. But we've gone balloon crazy in this country. And it's because we've injected politics into our national defense, right? Something we never used to do. Used to be, you know, if they made a decision because there was a foreign threat, everybody rallied around that decision. Maybe you had a hearing in Congress to find out if it was the right decision. But not in the middle of the crisis where you're getting the constant refrain of shoot it down. Why haven't you acted too fast? And then, you know, when they shoot down these other balloons, why'd you shoot them down so quick, right? There's no win here because the politics is immediate and everybody wants to judge. Meanwhile, there are experts trying to figure out what to do here, and maybe we should let them do their job. And if Congress wants to have a hearing down the road, that is absolutely their right and, quite frankly, their responsibility to have those hearings. But in the middle of the turmoil, in the middle of the crisis, and granted, it was a very minor crisis, I don't think that we need to be hearing from the peanut gallery. The problem is that all the peanuts in the peanut gallery have their own megaphone with social media and quite frankly, the variety of news channels that, you know, especially friendly media news channels, that'll let them say whatever they want. I, for one, think the president handled that original Chinese balloon perfectly. They allowed it to go over U.S. waters and then they shot it out of the sky so they could figure out what it was doing. And we don't know what intelligence we were gathering from that balloon while it was floating around. We don't know, right? Nobody knows. This is the thing, right? Everybody who's commenting on this, including me, right? I'm guilty of this myself. Everybody who's commenting on this doesn't know. We don't know the facts. This is the top secret clearance stuff that very few people get, right? There's a gang of eight in Washington that may have access to this material. There's some committees in Washington that may have it in the Congress. But for the most part, most of the people opening their mouth, including members of Congress, do not know what they are talking about. They have no clue what this means. So they just ask. They demand, they want to get some attention, they want to get some likes, they want to get some FaceTime, they make these bold statements about what it is. Well, here's my advice to you, members of Congress. Next time we have a foreign adversarial threat, keep your mouth shut and let the people in charge do the work they are paid to do, right? Let the president make the call, let the Defense Department shoot it down, let the intelligence agency determine what it is. Right? We don't need to hear from you. Now, again, you have every right as a member of Congress to hold them accountable through the committee process. But you don't start the committee process, the hearing process on this, while the balloon is still floating over Georgia or South Carolina. Okay? You do that down the road. You call witnesses, you find out what happened, you have intelligence briefings, you read it. And then you shut up because you're going to learn exactly what happened. That's my feeling. And by the way, it's not just this. It's like every single thing that happens in America today requires an immediate response, right? Politics used to stop at the water's edge. It doesn't anymore. When we are dealing in international diplomacy and God forbid, international crises. We need to rally around the flag, right? We need to rally around the president and let the president lead the country. That is the job of the president, to lead us in these crisis hours. Well, Congress has every right to declare war or determine whether the use of force is necessary. They have every right to do that. But criticizing, like, you know, there's a balloon floating overhead, and why didn't you shoot it down? And when they say, well, we didn't want to kill people on the ground. Well, there are no people in Montana. Well, what about the people who are in Montana? You think that they think that there's no people in Montana? What if we had to cancel the shooting of Yellowstone or one of its 19 spinoffs? What would have happened then? Everybody would have lost their marbles about it. So, you know, here's my humble request to all those out there, talking heads and talking members of Congress. Keep your mouth shut till we know what's going on. And then after the crisis passes, hold the hearing. That's your job. All right, stick around. More to come. You're listening to the Chris Hahn Show.
Knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. but knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know what. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
The Shah 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. It's been a couple of days of snow where you don't usually see it, and too much of it in many places, along with blizzard conditions. In Portland, Oregon, Marco Ortiz had to abandon his car.
It was crazy, man. There was a tree fall in the middle of the highway, which is crazy. It was snowing at the same time. You know, there's people walking.
On his first trip to East Palestine, Ohio, since the February 3rd toxic train derailment, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addresses concerns over hazardous materials on train cars.
The moment you see the twisted metal of those tank cars, you understand how a placard indicating the hazardous material on board will not survive for more than a second.
Film producer Harvey Weinstein is sentenced to 16 years in prison for rape and sexual assault, CBS's Steve Futterman reports.
Weinstein, who is 70, is already serving a 23-year sentence in New York, and the judge ruled he must complete the New York sentence before he can even start serving the additional 16 years.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never would just want to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hans Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. I got Senator Barbara Boxer joining me at the top of the next hour. Just a little bit. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. The Aggressive Progressive Podcast. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get your podcasts. And I don't know if you've heard, but I got a new product. It's called The Daily Rant, right? We call it product in the business. We call our shows products. I got a new product that I rolled out about a month ago. It's called The Daily Rant with Chris Hahn. It is on every day at noon on most of these stations. And if it's not on your stations, call your station manager and say, I want Chris Hahn. Remember the MTV commercial? I want my MTV. I want my Chris Hahn rant. I want to be yelled at for 12 minutes every day, once a day, Monday through Friday, right before the 12 noon show. Just check it out every day noon. And it's pretty damn good, I think. I've been working really hard at it. I love doing it because, you know, look, usually I got to wait till Thursday to rant about what's going on in my life and what's bothering me. And now I can do it every day. Just go into my office. See, this show I do in the studio, but the daily rant I do from my home studio. So I go into my office, I turn on my microphone, and I yell into it. And people in my house go, my daughter goes, what's daddy yelling about? And my wife says, he's yelling at the world. He's yelling into the void. It's kind of how your dad makes his living. So that's one of the things I like to do. I like to yell into the void once a day for about 12 and a half minutes. So one of the things I'm yelling about, and I think you should be yelling about, I am tired of elected officials who project, right? I'm tired of these people who have hate in their lives and hate in their hearts, mostly because of themselves or somebody who's wronged them personally, that then want to transfer that hate to the rest of us. They want the rest of us to feel what they feel. I don't like it. I don't think it's very good for America. And this week, there's a woman named Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know if you've heard of her. I don't know if I've mentioned her on this program before. I'm sure I have. She's kind of like... she's kind of like if, I don't know, if like, if Baloney came to life and became a member of Congress. I don't know how else to describe her, but that's how I would describe her. If like Baloney, and I'm not talking about the good boar's head Baloney. I'm talking about that crappy store brand Baloney that you should never eat under any circumstances. If that came to life and you were forced to eat it and not sliced thin and put on bread with mustard and lettuce and, you know, so that it tastes good. But you gotta, they sliced it up into chunks and you had to eat it. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. So you may or may not know this about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she's a little crazy, right? She said at one point that Jewish space lasers from space were controlling the weather. Now, if that was the case, wouldn't we have better weather here in New York? Although we have had a very warm winter. So I don't know, maybe she's onto something. She said that once. She's made many statements supporting Nazis. She's appeared at a white supremacist rally. Democrats removed her from her committee assignments 2 years ago. But now she's on the Homeland Security Committee because she's Kevin McCarthy's, you know, bridge to the extreme right in her own party. She made a deal with Kevin McCarthy. She got her committees back. She brought along some other far right members with her. She's also going through a divorce. Personally, she's personally going through a divorce, and I'm not going to make fun of somebody's personal life. I feel for her that she's going through a divorce. I'm sure it's a very painful process. But this week, it dawned on me that she's actually really happy she's going through the divorce. Like, this divorce is actually making her happy. And I guess some people who get divorced, it makes them happy. There's that joke, why is divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it. I don't believe that. I like being married. But she's going through divorce and she's clearly enjoying it because she wants the rest of the country to get divorced. She made a tweet and then she went on a program, on some far right program, and talked about the need for a national divorce. Now, I want to remind you that Kevin McCarthy, the lamest speaker in the history of speakers, had the smallest victory of any Republican leader in a midterm where a Democratic president was in his first midterm. Usually they take 40, 50 seats. He didn't do that. He's got a 3-vote majority, 4-vote majority. He put her on the Homeland Security Committee. Now, how do you think a national divorce would work? First of all, it would probably lead to a civil war. Bloodshed, people dying in the streets. Brother against brother. And who gets what? Like Marjorie Taylor Greene represents the great state of Georgia. Now, great state of Georgia has a Republican legislature, which is gerrymandered to hell. And they have a Republican governor. But they have two Democratic senators and a very Democratic city in Atlanta. Now, if we separate by red states and blue states, as suggested by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who gets Georgia? Does most of Georgia go with the red states and Georgia, you know, Atlanta stays with the blue states? What about people who move there for college? Do they have to leave? Marjorie Taylor Greene also said that there should be a 5-year waiting period before you can vote if you move from a blue state to a red state. I wonder if she feels the same way about moving from a red state to a blue state. Like what, you know, because a lot of people move to New York City, right? New York City is a place, and you know, people will talk about how the state of New York is losing population. It's definitely losing population. People are leaving upstate New York and Long Island and other places, but they're not leaving New York City. New York City keeps getting bigger every year because people go to New York City because it's a place they want to be because there's things to do and opportunities in New York City. It's the greatest city in the world, and it will always be the greatest city in the world. And I've been traveling. It's still great. And I loved Rome and I loved Paris and I'm going to go to London in the spring. But I still love New York. Still my favorite place. I don't understand how a woman on the Homeland Security Committee could be out there advocating for a civil war. In the old days, that would have gotten you censured. And in the old days, I mean like 5 years ago. It would have gotten you removed from your committees, or at least that committee, the committee that's responsible for protecting people. She goes on television. It's not just a tweet. And she talks about it. She says, the differences are too great. We're tired of being bullied by them and their oppressive wokeness. Well, let me break that down for you now. This woman wants a civil war because some people want you to call them by their preferred pronouns. And some people have supported that. She wants a civil war over whether or not I can call you a they or not. Now, and again, I've said this before. I will call you whatever you want. I think that we have to have a better pronoun than they for people who, you know, who people who right now identify as non-binary. There's got to be a more creative word, but until we find it, they is fine by me, right? She wants to have a civil war about that, though. A civil freaking war over they. She wants a civil war because people want to teach black history. I kid you not. In Georgia, no less, where, you know, there's a pretty sizable African-American population in Georgia. AP Black History was taken away from people in Florida by Ron DeSantimonious or Meatball Head. I don't know what we're calling him now. I call him Ron the Horrible. But a civil war because of wokeness, you feel you're being bullied. How are you being bullied, Marjorie? You want a national divorce because you really like being divorced. It's worked out for you. And now you want to project that on all of us. This is no different than those people who hate gays, who turn out, you find out, are gay, right? And they should just be happy that they're gay and stop pretending to be straight. Live an honest and open life. Love who they want to love. Have sex with whoever they want to have sex with. And stop hating. Stop putting your personal problems on us. There is literally nothing that a gay person can do to you that impacts your life. Well, what's the worst that can happen? Maybe a homosexual meets you out and gets the wrong impression and asks you to go out to dinner or something, ask you on a date, flirts with you a little bit, and you could politely say, no, thank you, but I'm straight. I mean, I'm straight, and I get very annoyed if I'm among homosexuals and they don't flirt with me. And now that I'm older, it never happens anymore. So nothing to worry about there. But, you know, you want to force them to have horrible lives because you worry they might flirt with you. You're not worried that they might flirt with you. You're worried you might like it if they flirt with you. You're worried that you might actually like it because you know you will like it. So you project your hatred of yourself onto them. And we can't be doing that in this government anymore in this country. We need to be a country that is accepting and open and honest. And people's mental health problems should be addressed in private, not through government service. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has a mental health problem, in my opinion. And it's probably from a bad marriage or other abuses she may have suffered in her life. But those are her problems. I am all for addressing mental health. I am not for them being public policies, your projection of your hatred. I am not for oppressing people or causing violence in this country because of people's own problems. And it always seems to come up, and it always comes from the right. They are the least self-aware people on this planet. And when they think something works for them, they are all for it. It's why, like, the only way you could get a conservative to come out in favor of gay marriage was when they find out their kids are gay. And then they all of a sudden are supporting gay marriage. Of course they do. They always did. It's ridiculous. Don't project, Marjorie. I know you're happy you're getting divorced and you're probably getting a lot of attention from right-wing nuts in Washington, but the rest of us are happy being part of the United States of America, and we'll keep it that way. So, all right, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hanks Show.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
And work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 9 above overnight under cloudy skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 21. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance of snow showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 17. Cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Driving conservatives crazy since the day he was born. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right. Barbara Boxer joins me on the other side of the break. I love Senator Boxer. I love having her on as a guest. She is fantastic, and you're going to enjoy the interview. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram and ChristopherHahn.com. It's all my name, right? And then I go on TV, it's Chris Hahn, and this is the Chris Hahn Show. But I had to get Christopher because there's a lot of people named Chris Hahn, and you know, I wasn't quick on the draw to get a Twitter account or an Instagram account. I mean, I had to add NY. I couldn't even get Christopher on Instagram. I'm Chris. I couldn't even get Christopher Hahn. I had to be Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram because I live in New York. So I figured, let me do Christopher Hahn NY. I probably should have done LI because I live on Long Island. But I did NY because, I'm trying to be hip. Nobody, you know, Long Island's not hip. It's just where I live and grew up and make my life and raise my family and love, by the way. Love living on Long Island. I want to talk about the weather. So I wake up on Monday morning. I turn on WPIX here in New York, actually, because it's always on my TV when I wake up because the last thing I usually watch at the end of the day is Seinfeld reruns, even though I could watch them for free on Netflix. Without commercials, I watch them with commercials on Channel 11 at 11 o'clock at night. I think I've been doing this probably for 20 plus years, right? I've probably been doing it since they started running those reruns on Channel 11 in like the 90s. Because I love that show. It's a great show. And it's one of my favorite things to do. And I don't watch the whole thing usually. I'll watch the first 15 minutes. I'll laugh a little bit. And I'll go to sleep. I wake up. WPIX is on. Usually at the same time. I watch it every morning. I watch the weather on WPIX. It's almost always on when I wake up. The weatherman is talking about a heat wave hitting just south of New York. It's going to come up to D.C. And it's today here in New York. It's a little chilly. It's like 40 degrees, which is like as cold as it's been all winter here, right? We had like 2 days of like 20 degrees here in New York and everybody freaked out. But it's 40 degrees today, so it feels like crazy because it was like 70 degrees on Monday. It's 80 degrees in South Jersey today. In South Jersey, 100 miles from here, 80 degrees. The weatherman on WPIX said, there's a 20% chance that heat wave is going to hit New York. It's going to keep going up. And that we could be in the 80s on the day that it was in the 40s here in New York. I don't know what the weather's like where you are. And I know that a lot of people in the Midwest, upper Midwest, are getting some serious extreme cold weather right now. But we've had a non-winter winter here in New York. And look, I don't like to confuse weather with climate, right? We know that La Nina is impacting our weather, which is keeping the jet stream to the north of New York. But I've had a lot of days where I've run in shorts in February. A lot more days than I'm used to having. And it is kind of intense. And I've been having this conversation with people, and it's got a lot of people uneasy up here. Now, I get it. Like, if you're in, if you're in parts of this country, you're having a real winter. But I mean, 80 degrees in New Jersey in February, that doesn't happen. I mean, they're just walking around in shorts. They got to use their air conditioner in 80 degrees in February in New Jersey. I don't know that it's global warming, and I got to tell you, I am worried about the summer. I'm worried about severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, other things hitting this country because the water is going to be warm, right? We've had a lot. I mean, the average temperature the last couple of weeks has, you know, been in the high 40s, low 50s. You know, we're going to have a warm winter, and it's going to lead to a warmer than usual summer, I think. And that usually means bad news for coastal communities. Something happens. Thunderstorms, hurricanes, tropical storms, cyclones. This weather pattern is again, don't confuse global warming with climate, but there's without a doubt global warming going on, right? These winters every year seem to get warmer and warmer. I keep telling everybody, here in New York, we really only have real winter for about 2 weeks, and they're not in a row, right? We had a 4 days in December that were ridiculously cold. We had 2 days in February that were ridiculously cold. And maybe we're going to get another 5 days at some point where it snows. We haven't gotten any real snow in New York this year, at least in downstate New York. Upstate New York's different. But every year it seems that the winter is less and less severe here. And then the summer starts in like April. You know, it gets into the 70s in April in New York. And then it doesn't ever go back until October. It's something to think about. I don't know if you believe in climate change. I do. But if you're a climate denier and you're not a little bit concerned about the pattern of winters the last couple of years and the pattern of summers that are extremely hot, I think you need to open up your eyes because something's changed. Something's up. So who knows? All right. Barbara Boxer joining me on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.